Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Keeping him honest, the whistleblower who's alleging a new cover-up at the VA hospital beyond anything we've already reported. Let's get started. Now, it goes beyond a new and deeply critical report that's out today. This is reporting you'll only see here. It goes beyond what whistleblowers have told a congressional committee, which is hearing testimony again this evening. It's a product of the surge of wounded warriors who gave so much in Iraq, Afghanistan, and before that in Vietnam. And we'll have more on that mess shortly and whether anything can be accomplished by sending American advisors back into Iraq. But first, the human consequences back home of that flood of combat veterans. People asking for nothing more than timely access to the medical care their country, all of us, promised them. And as our Drew Griffin reports on this program and reports that he first filed, many spent months waiting for it. Now, some die waiting, and certain VA officials have been covering up the problem. Now we've learned that another cover-up may be underway at the Phoenix Veterans Administration Hospital. This time, a deliberate attempt to try to hide just how many of our veterans died while waiting for care by trying to pretend on paper that those dead veterans are actually still alive. It's a shocking allegation. It comes from the scheduling clerk who, for the better part of a year, says she was ordered to keep a secret waiting list in her desk drawer. Pauline DeWinter has never spoken publicly about any of it until now. Senior investigative correspondent Drew Griffin tonight has the exclusive interview.
Pauline DeWinter, a scheduling clerk at the Phoenix VA, is coming forward because she believes she knows something that is frankly unthinkable. And that is saying something considering the shameful facts of what we already know happened at this VA. She says someone now is trying to hide the number of U.S. veterans who died here waiting for care. In seven cases so far, where she has determined a veteran on a waiting list was in fact deceased, she says someone above her has changed the record back, the veteran suddenly listed as alive.
Somebody is going on that electronic wait list, and where people are identified as being dead, somebody is changing that and saying, no, they're not dead.
Correct.
To hide the fact people died on that list?
That's my belief.
What would be the other any other purpose?
There wouldn't be any other purpose.
Why? DeWinter says the numbers of dead in this VA waitlist scandal may be even bigger than first reported. And someone, she says, is trying to cover up the record.
And that has been happening fairly recently.
Yes.
That is a cover-up.
Yes.
Did you feel that the investigators are onto that?
Yes.
Because you told them.
I have surrendered evidence, yes.
If there ever was a doubt there was a secret waiting list at the Phoenix VA, DeWinter says she's here to lay those doubts to rest. Beginning early last year, she says she was told by managers to take requests for new appointments from veterans seeking care and hide them.
What happened to those people?
They went into a desk drawer.
So if you called for a new appointment thinking you were being placed on the electronic wait list, you were actually being placed on a piece of paper in somebody's desk drawer?
Correct.
Is that the secret list?
Yes. That would be the secret list.
And there's no doubt in your mind that was a secret list?
No doubt.
The secret list began in early 2013, she says, because of a waiting list for treatment here that was simply getting out of hand. 1,700 veterans were on it. DeWinter says you couldn't get an appointment for at least 9 months. And with 40 patients coming in each day, the list and the waits were growing longer. That was a problem, because nationwide the VA had set a goal. Every patient had to be seen within 14 days. The solution at the Phoenix VA, according to DeWinter and others inside this hospital, keep one list that lied, showing veterans were getting appointments, and another list, a secret list, that tallied the true and shameful backlog.